Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We know that the hijackers were allowed in and out of the country. They were trained in military bases. We've interviewed FBI agents, David Shippers. It's been all over the news. We know that, bottom line, they had prior knowledge and let this happen. It gets a lot worse than that when you dig deeper. And there have just been so many whistleblowers, but the mainstream media will put in the back of the paper once or twice and then ignore it. Feds knew about 9/11 bribery conspiracy before attacks from Tom Flacco. Homeland Security whistleblower Mary Schneider is joining us, and she's naming names, revealing that former FBI Director Louis Freeh, Attorney General John Ashcroft, FBI Director Robert Mueller, and numerous other U.S. senators and congressmen knew before September 11th attacks that U.S. immigration officials were bribed by an illegal Moroccan Muslim allegedly linked to Osama bin Laden's half-brother. And it goes on and on in that very area of Florida, and she joins us now, Mary Schneider. Mary, continuing, I mean, you had people breaking the law, sham marriage rings, getting these Muslims into the country, now clearly with terrorist connections. And you went around and warned everybody, and then please continue with the story. And Tom Flacco, jump in anytime.
Sure.
Okay. So in April of 98, I get this marriage fraud ring. I obtained two videotaped signed confessions. One of them is committing bigamy with her husband out in the parking lot while she's with the U.S. citizen husband in front of me committing perjury. The conspirator arranging the marriages is in the parking lot waiting to pay them more bribery money for having shown up to the interview. I obtain all this information. The supervisors, Susan DeGoss, Stella Jarina, Richard Walker, refuse to apprehend them, even go out and have investigators get the license plate off the car of the conspirator arranging the marriages. They all walked out the door. The next morning, I came in and was given a written reprimand for mentioning it to an investigator. A month later, I intercept a fifth marriage fraud ring, which is the second illegal Muslim sham marriage ring. In this one, the guy admits to me on videotape signed confessions that he has been paid $3,500 to marry this illegal Muslim. This illegal Muslim is arranging 11 other fraud sham illegal Muslim marriages and wants him to get his friends and buddies to marry them. All of this information is on videotape. They are allowed to walk out the door. The illegal Muslim walked out the door. The supervisor, Michael Pittman, wrote up in the case file that I was incompetent. And this illegal Muslim, this is 6.5 years now, this illegal Muslim was never denied the application for a green card. When your application's pending, you get to continue getting employment authorization. You can work and live anywhere in America while your application is pending, which means that for 6.5 years, this illegal Muslim who was attempting to arrange 12 fraud, sham, illegal Muslim marriages has allowed to continue living in America anywhere with no denial and no deportation or removal. A month later, I am called by this woman, Bonnie Sherritt. Well, I back up one day before that. A Monday morning, I come into work, the middle of June of 98, and my safe drawer, which is a big, huge, fireproof, heavy-duty, five-drawer safe drawer, each drawer has its own combination. My combination safe drawer has in it my high-security numbered approval stamp assigned only to me to stamp approval on applications. And it is in my stamp is in a locked metal box in my safe drawer. I come into work Monday morning. My computer has been tampered with. Somebody's been on my computer over the weekend. This is a high-security violation. I have a lot of my fraud felony case notes on my computer. I find out later that someone was in there tampering with the list of fraud files that I had, changing the numbers of the case files so they no longer matched with the fraud file. I went over to my safe drawer, and it has been illegally accessed, and inside my locked metal box has been destroyed, totally destroyed like with a crowbar, to access my stamp.
All right, we're going to break again. We'll come right back, and then we'll bring in the big picture above this. So, again, we'll be back with Tom Flacco and Homeland Security whistleblower Mary Schneider. You do not want to miss this, my friend, because it gets even deeper, and it connects into a lot of other facets.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The story that we're revealing here is a spider's web that connects up to the highest levels of government, multiple administrations. Tom Flacco now for years has been on the cutting edge for a lot of big publications covering 9/11. I can't think of one person who's been in more events and covered more of these hearings. And Tom Flacco, we're talking to Homeland Security whistleblower Mary Schneider, and we're going to get more into her story. But, you know, it came out 2 years ago that the FBI agents who reprimanded the low-level FBI agents and the people in immigration, the folks in customs, the people in, of course, those that tried to block all of these people with terrorist connections and in criminal connections, they were reprimanded, but then the higher-ups, from customs to the State Department to immigration, the people that blocked all of this and aided Al-Qaeda, they were given record cash bonuses. And this has all been in the news. Tom, in your articles, you get into Bin Laden brothers, Bin Laden drivers, being connected into this area of Florida. I mean, this is an inside view of the type of red carpet treatment we see going on for these individuals.
Well, I found, Alex, I found that many of the illegal Arabs happen to drive taxis. And I got to preface this at the outset here in this little segment, that no matter whether you believe that the so-called alleged hijackers were individuals who were actually had gotten into the country and drove the planes into the buildings, or whether you believe that the government helped this or just sat back and let it happen so that other agenda items such as, you know, overseas agendas items such as oil, Israel, and various issues that people talk about all played a part in this, or whether you think for the third thing, whether you think that the actual that the government was involved in prior knowledge of the attacks, elements of the government, whether you believe any one of those three theories that actually happened with real live hijackers, whether you believe the government helped it along or whether you believe the government actually participated in the whole operation, one of those three. And I go back and forth with, because I hear various types of news. I'm kind of more in the middle than I am anything else right at the present time. There's just not enough evidence been discovered. But you have to have hijackers, you have to have terrorists or alleged terrorists in the story to make any of these go. Because then if you don't have them, then the public's going to ask, well, who did this?
Tom, going back to what you just said, what we know is their official story is a fraud and has been proven to be a lie.
Yes. And that's one of the biggest things. You had to have them get into the country, you know, and you had halfway filled out visa applications.
And everywhere you look, it's CIA red carpets.
Yes, and then Mary has basically been involved in what I call the support network area. In other words, to get these people in here, you had to drive them around. You had to launder money out of Riggs Bank, where the president's uncle and the former president, Senior Bush's brother, is an executive, and you had Bandar Bush laundering money to Omar Bayoumi, and the money ultimately gets through some other intermediaries to the Al-Hazmi and Al-Madar, who are out in Los Angeles, and they're part of the Los Angeles Times reported that those two individuals and that whole issue of the Riggs Bank and the Saudi connections was part of the 20.
And then you've got the Bush brother running security at the WTC. I mean, it's every time it's the same players at every level. But please continue.
Well, yes, you've got all those going. So you've got the support networks, and none of this, you know, is being, you know, really investigated. We found that, just as a quick aside, I mentioned Al-Hazmi. Think of this now. One of the hijackers, and by the way, people are saying that some of the hijackers are still alive. There are reports overseas. You had two of the hijackers, two of the Al-Ghamdi brothers are living on a Florida Naval base, Pensacola Naval Air Station. I wrote a story on my website, Come Fly With Me.
And then they died.
They were considered hijackers, and then there was another Al-Ghamdi who was a Saudi Air Force major who died mysteriously. That story is so apropos with a lot of what I've been talking about that I just put it back on the front page of the site as a flashback story, because I think it's very, very critical.
We've got the guy who matches one of the hijackers in name and the way he looks, and then, oh, he's still alive, and then, oh, he has a crash at the base and dies.
Well, you know, Craig Unger did the report that the House of Saud, you know, well, we found, I looked at his flight manifest, and no one else picked this up, but there was a young man by the name of Al-Hazmi, who was 20 years old, and he was on the Phantom flight to Florida, from Florida out to Lexington, Kentucky, and which ultimately became part of the Saudi airlift that the government set up to get all the Saudis
out of the
country.
So we've got the same names as those as named hijackers on the CIA
airlift. Yes, we have a hijacker. We have an Al-Hazmi, a young 20-year-old, and he's not kept in the country as a material witness. But it gets worse, Alex. What happens next is that you've got a guy by the name of Khalil bin Laden, and Khalil bin Laden was allowed to leave the country. But Khalil bin Laden was part of Mary's situation down there, because he was the individuals, the family members said that they heard this Lee Azid Abad, the fellow that married the woman in the sham marriage ring, he was carding and drove Khalil bin Laden to Tampa and drove him down to Miami, and they found cash in his car and way more cash in Abad's car than he could have earned.
And so again, this connects back to what Mary Schneider's saying.
Yes, and when Mary gets to the point where she's hearing all this stuff, we've got Khalil bin Laden, who's got tons of terrorist ties to the triple border area of Paraguay, Argentina, and Brazil, which is near the Iguazu Falls area, and there are all kinds of accounts. If you read my second story, I really go into heavy detail of all the terror, you know, connections between Khalil bin Laden and that triple border area of Argentina.
Exactly. And they keep telling us that bin Ladens aren't involved in any of this, so it's just some
exactly.
But let's go back now to Mary Schneider. Going back down to the local, level of this happening, You've got all this admitted fraud, people on tape admitting it's a fraud, and then your superiors won't do anything. Now your safe gets broken into, your codes get stolen, your codes all get scrambled. What happens next?
And the following day, in June of 1998, I receive a phone call at my desk in my office, and it's a woman who's yelling and screaming at me, wanting to know why I'm harassing their home with phone calls for months. I don't know who this person is. She says her name is Bonnie Sherritt. And it took a while for her to calm down, and she finally says, it's not your voice on the answering machine. So we've discovered that she happens to be the mother-in-law of her daughter, Christine Sherritt, and Liazid Abad. Her daughter married this man, and it's someone that I had interviewed. I didn't remember the case. I hadn't talked to him for like 6 months. And this was his fourth marriage that I was doing the interview on, and I was pursuing fraud sham marriage. In particular, the other three marriages. Every time you get married, divorce, immediately marry someone else. Don't get the green card at the interview, immediately divorce, marry someone else. So she tells me that she and her husband are very concerned about his activities, that they believe he's involved with either terrorism, drug trafficking, or something. So her husband, Ed Sherritt, and their daughter, Christine, came to my office and met with me a few days later. When they're in my office meeting with me, my supervisor, Susan DuGoss, goes by the door every couple minutes and looks in through the window next to the door, pacing. When they got home, Liazid Abad confronted them, verbally assaulted them, told them he knew where they had just been, meeting with Mary Schneider in her office because Supervisor Susan phoned and warned him. Bonnie and Ed Sherritt told me that their son-in-law, Liazid Abad, had the private home phone number of the immigration officer, Orlando officer in charge, Stella Jarina's private home phone number. For a period of time, they used to go every Sunday and pick up another Muslim they all reverently referred to as the Czar. Every Sunday, picking this person who would fly into the airport. He was found, Liazid Abad, in the back of his car, a big, huge bag of cash. Thousands and thousands of dollars in cash at a time he was unemployed, not working. At one point, there was drug debris found in his car. He admitted to Bonnie Sherritt that the police or sheriff had stopped him, but it was only debris, and so they didn't arrest him. Bonnie and Ed Sherritt were willing to meet with the Immigration Headquarters Office of Internal Audit Investigator, Dalton McIntosh. I reported this all to my headquarters investigations unit at INS in Washington, D.C., and 2 weeks later, they flew Dalton McIntosh, their investigator, to Orlando to investigate me. I was told that some alien I didn't approve the fraud had filed a complaint on me. There was a videotape. They tell me, yeah, the videotape shows no problem, but we want to question you anyway. So I accused him of violating the Whistleblower Protection Act, reprisal, retaliation. This Dalton McIntosh had arranged for Bonnie and Ed Sherritt to meet him the next morning in his hotel lobby. He didn't show up. He didn't call them. They both took time off work. He never showed. 4 months later, Bonnie and Ed Sherritt are served with what apparently was a counterfeit search warrant to obtain the answering machine tape of the female impersonating me. These calls originated out of the Orlando Immigration Inspections booth, and they would leave these messages on their phone, and I guess it was trying to get me in trouble, leave messages, call Mary Schneider. Also, the search warrant said...
But then when they called you, they go, oh, this isn't the voice of who's been calling and harassing us.
Right. She knew immediately that it wasn't me. So we determined that there is felony impersonation of myself, a federal officer, and harassing phone calls to the public regarding this illegal Muslim Abad. When they had the search warrant, it also included any communication from Mary Schneider. This happened to be a July 1, 98 letter that I wrote to the FBI in Orlando, the Inspector General's office in Fort Lauderdale, I copied Bonnie and Ed Sherritt on it. I did not send it to anyone in immigration. So the search warrant, the people are wanting that memo.
And so this shows higher up intelligence.
So.
Continue. We're about to break.
Yeah, well, I thought it was breaking.
Okay, we'll just break and we'll come back and continue with this. And the government's saying, brace for attack, no specific threats, may have to cancel the election, given to us, we'll keep you safe. The government doesn't have a motive to keep you safe. The more terror there is, the more fear, the more control over our lives.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A question for Barry Schneider, Homeland Security whistleblower working in immigration. Mary, you've been exposing this, trying to fight this for years. This goes back 6.5 years. Moving forward to September 11th, 2001, then you see the towers on fire. You see the complex collapsing into ruins. What developed after that?
Well, I'm just going to say very quickly that Bonnie shared and told me that her illegal Moroccan Muslim son-in-law, Liazid Abad, had been chauffeuring Khalil bin Laden. I knew this ahead of time. Then I get a phone call from Christine Sherrod, who tells me that several weeks, but I don't have a time frame, shortly after 9/11 happened, she was overseas in the military. The Department of Defense Criminal Investigation Division came to her. They questioned her about her husband. She couldn't believe how much they knew about him. Places he had lived way back before they were married, they knew all sorts of information and knew that he had married, had engaged in a bigamous marriage while married to her, that he had married a fifth person, something she didn't know about. And they ended up pulling out this photo and asked her, did she find this person familiar? Did she know anything about him? And she said that before she was married, which was in early 1997, her husband had been sharing a two-bedroom apartment in the Central Florida area with six or seven other Arabs. And she had met them all because, you know, they'd been over there while they were dating. And she said this appears to be one of those that she remembered meeting. She didn't know who it was they were showing her because overseas she didn't have all the latest news. She knew 9/11 had happened, but nothing else. And only after she identified him as one of those in this two-bedroom apartment, they then tell her this is Mohammed Atta. Why I've put all of this information out on the website is because it is still ongoing. I have contacted four times President Bush. I contacted Ashcroft 6 months before 9/11. I contacted FBI Free 11 times before 9/11, Robert Mueller. I mean, I've contacted all of these people before 9/11 and after 9/11. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence.
They're telling us to have a microscope on us, search us, treat Americans like slaves, no fly list, all of this. Meanwhile, you're saying this stuff is still going on in immigration, in Homeland Security.
Yes, I have documented over 70 illegal Muslim sham fraud marriage cases. Removed from my office surreptitiously at night after hours and approved or never denied. Never prosecuted, no deportation. I have cases where I have the citizens admit to me on videotape I was paid $4,000. The case is removed from my office and approved.
Well, you know about Mr. Springman at the Jeddah Saudi Arabian U.S. Embassy ordered, and they all admitted, yes, these are Muslims in some type of terror training that the CIA is doing in the U.S., this is national security. Let them back into the country. I've had him on the show. And, I mean, it's the same thing. David Shippers. It's the same thing. Robert Wright. I mean, it's all these people all over the country. Phoenix, Chicago, Illinois, Dallas, Texas, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Same story over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Alex, let me interject for a second. How do you get a grand jury and prosecutors with this type of, you've got all kinds of witnesses that could come forward and bring into the mix this kind of evidence, and yet there's no grand jury, there's no prosecution here, and
no investigation.
This goes on, no investigation.
They're telling us impending attack. And these Muslim groups with all these same connections, obvious intelligence on who are running around free.
Mm-hmm. Bonnie Sherrod had told me before 9/11 that Khalil bin Laden, she referred to him as the brother of Osama bin Laden, who lived in West Orange County, which is a winter garden, a suburb of West Orlando, had contacted her. She had a paralegal business and inquired, how could he get Arabs from Saudi and from Brazil to get into the United States to attend flight schools in Daytona? And she had
reported
this.
So again, here's direct connections with your witnesses and sworn testimony, people being videotaped, all of this, saying this about these wonderful bin Ladens who have no connection to Osama, and, oh, we just flew them out of the country because people didn't like them, and that's why they were allowed to fly out.
And then, because nobody would investigate, the corrupt supervisor, Susan DeGoss Della Jarina, ordered the shredding of 7 years of official daily log sheets. And these are log sheets that gave the name of the alien being interviewed. It gave the name, the case file number, the name of the officer, and whether it was continued for fraud. They ordered the shredding of 7 years of official records.
Well,
all the videotape of the fraud.
We got a break. Folks, I hope you're getting this picture. This is just another big piece of the puzzle. Puzzle's basically complete now. Can you connect the dots? I mean, a three-year-old could. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about POTS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so we're talking to Mary Schneider, now under Homeland Security. And there she is, an immigration and naturalization and fraud investigator, going back 6.5 years. And she finds out about all these Arabs and these sham marriage rings. And she gets her desk broken into, she gets threatened, she gets told to shut up, she finds out about all these other big connections. And then 9/11 happens, and it's all connected to the Bin Ladens, and we've got Bin Ladens who are flown out of the country, you know, connected to these other people running scams. And here it is, right out in the open. And I want to take a few calls, and we'll let both of you go, but... just finishing up any key areas, Mary Schneider or Tom Flacco. First off, Mary, what's your website for folks that want to visit that directly?
That's www.maryschneider.us.
MarySchneider.us, and of course you can link through at TomFlacco.com. We have links to all that at InfoWars.com. They're in the guest section right now. Again, other areas condensed down for folks that they need to know about, bringing us up to speed, where this stands, 3 years plus after 9/11, and you're warning the government years before 9/11, right up to 9/11, trying to contact all these big officials whose job it is to, quote, protect us. So Tom Flacco, Mary Schneider, any other comments?
Yes. I just want to mention very quickly, which they can find on my website, is the AOL chat room in Orlando, Florida, where outside public participants are talking about the connection of Egyptian Ihab Ali, who was a former pilot of Osama bin Laden, operating out of Orlando, Florida, involved with the bombings of our embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. And in this chat room, they're discussing the connection of my supervisors taking bribes from these illegal Muslims who are helping him and his associates. Now, that was back in May of 1999. I gave it to all officials in from DOJ to the FBI to the White House to Bush to Congress, and there has been zero results. I am not in that office for several reasons. Number one, they're very angry with my website. Number two, I can no longer document the continuing treason against our country.
So where do they have you assigned right now?
I'm at home.
So they're not firing you because they don't want to create a case.
Well, they intend to fire me as soon as possible. I mean, they can't. They've been trying to fire me for 6.5 years. They suspended me without pay, AWOL. I have three court cases. I'm broke. I'm bankrupt.
Alex, what you have here, you have now, and it started probably a couple administrations back, the complete politicization of the Justice Department. There is no justice. There is no investigation because the Justice Department is nothing more than a political arm of the White House and the White House West Wing. That's all we have here. And as far as we end up with me, I would suggest that maybe that you and your listeners take a look at my website coming up in the next day to 2 days. I'm going to be breaking more major stories. I'm up here in New England, and just keep an eye out because I've got some major stuff coming out in the next. I'm working on three separate stories, and they're going to go bang, 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 one after another. And I hope to be back with Mary over the wintertime doing poking around Orlando when I'm down there during the winter.
All right, let's take a few calls real quick. If you want to talk to our two guests, it's 1-800-259-9231. What you get from this is the bin Laden brother flown out of the country with the other bin Ladens, over 160 of them now admitted, when all their air traffic is grounded, and this guy and her investigations connected to all of this, another bin Laden connected to all of the 9/11 tragedy. Let's 1-800-259-9231 if you want to join us. Brock in Canada, then Mike in California and others. Go ahead, Brock.
Well, I wanted to reach through the television screen and grab Bush by the scruff of the neck and throw him against the wall.
Well, we don't wish any violence against the president, sir.
No, but I'm saying that's how I felt, because he talks about, oh, how much he is against terrorism and all this, and yet there's wide open borders.
Yes.
Wide, wide open. That's like having your house and saying I foolproofed it against burglars, but, oh, there, by the way, there's one major side window open with the ladder going up to the window, but apart from that, it's foolproof.
You're in Canada. If I could just very quickly interrupt for 1 second. I have interviewed so many illegal Middle Easterners coming in from Canada into New York State between ports of entry.
Yeah.
And they're from countries that would scare you.
Well, we've just got to give up our rights as citizens that have no fly list and national ID cards that they're about to pass, openly being written in Congress right now. And we've just got to be good slaves and have cameras in the school bathrooms and the police bathrooms. And we've got to be slaves, but let's keep the borders open. Okay, that'll keep us safe. How dare you, Mary, say we should control the borders?
You know, the thing is that even, you know, on CNN and networks like that, this is becoming fully exposed, and they're talking about, yeah, look at this, wide open.
Yeah, the border's wide open, and nothing's going to be done about it.
Yeah, and they
say,
well,
and Gat are shutting our economy down, and we're going to make it worse.
And they say, well, we don't. Bush wants the Hispanic vote, and by closing the borders, he'd lose the Hispanic vote.
And then 80-plus% of Hispanics are against open borders. It's just not true.
Yeah.
I know. It's a fraud.
Makes you want to tear your hair out and tear their hair out, too.
Well, thank you for the call, Brock, but Bush is just a puppet, and we shouldn't talk about anything bad happening to him.
Well, you know what, Alex? One other thing before you go to the next call. As far, Brock was mentioning this issue of the illegals coming in. This is not just Republicans. I listened carefully to each of the debates, the Democrat debates, and basically every single one of them, including the current candidate, Kerry, is basically saying, all you got to do is get here, and we'll see that you get amnesty, or we will have the types of programs available that will be in effect. The same thing as amnesty.
By the way,
and
the private debate committee has been run the last 10 years by Mr. Lehrer, and these are highly scripted debates. Every question, every answer, these are not debates.
Sound bites.
Yeah, I thought I would just add that for people.
Alex, that's a major thing, and you need to, I think, guys like you that have the power of the airways and have a network of stations and have the ability, capability to get on every day, you and Violet, get on there and talk to the whole United States, basically, through your airways, need to really push this debate thing. People have got to be looking for sound bites and scripted answers and fake questions.
They meet and script the whole thing for months before, it's admitted.
This morning, Alex, I'm watching, I woke up this morning in a in the motel room here, and that they're, I got C-SPAN on, and they're basically discussing the 32-page document. You need to get that document somehow and start discussing it, get it online, and pick the things out. I think that's some great stuff for your site. Your site's great.
Sure. Thank you. Mike in California. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Alex. I called you about a week ago. You were talking to Mr. Stanley Hilton, I believe.
Yes.
And, yeah, I told you, you're one of my biggest inspirations and all, and I just have, like, two quick questions for you. One, you predicted that, that Kerry's gonna win this, and it's a state election.
I've been predicting all along that I think Bush was going to win, but then when the Bilderberg Group came out and said, we want, John Edwards appointed, and that was in the New York Times, I said, boy, that makes me lean towards Kerry, but again, I said, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, because I watched your American Dictators video that you came out with, and I was like, wow, you predicted 9/11, so I'm going on, you know, with the ongoing, and I stand behind you 110%. If not, I'm your biggest young team fan in the world.
Well, Mike, you're awesome. Do you have any questions or comments for our guest?
Yes, I have a question. Okay, they talk about how Miss Mary Schneider, I believe her name was, she said that she was getting threats and all that by the FBI. How come you don't go on with the and suing the government then for that and all that?
Okay, thanks for the call. Mary?
Well, there's several ways in suing. One is RICO, and I don't have the financial means to do RICO, but we definitely need RICO. I have just been going through court. I have a lawsuit against Ashcroft and the former INS Commissioner Ziegler on a civil rights violation, constant daily reprisals and retaliations. I have two whistleblower cases that I won the first one. The second one, another different judge in the same office suddenly says I'm not a whistleblower and I should be punished because I didn't tell the criminals what I know about their crimes. That's why I was punished. Twice, 30-day suspension without pay, no salary. So I've done as much as I can. I'm in debt up to my eyeballs. I am bankrupt. I have no funds to do anything else.
All right. Josh in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Alex. I just going to tell y'all right quick. I'm sorry to hear about that, ma'am, about what happened to you. But I was just going to tell you that a friend of mine last night went and got him a went to go get him a drink at, grocery store
or gas
station. And they checked his ID. He's a friend of mine. And you know what they did? They swiped it through like a credit card machine that says your ID.
Yeah, that's gearing up for the whole national ID card system.
I know. It made him go crazy. He was really mad at him. He was like, why are you doing that? And they said, this is all because to stop terrorism. We got to make sure if you're not a terrorist. And I said, yep. Get used to this. This is the future.
I hear you. Thanks for the call.
See you, man.
Yeah, that's the point. The bill has been written up. The 9/11 Whitewash Commission has recommended a national ID card through the state driver's license. It's already been set up in most states. And they're going to have a new national sales tax to administer the whole thing. You'll have to swipe your card even when you pay with cash. But don't worry. The borders are wide open. They'll do the acing at the airports. The head of security at the Miami airport a few years ago, Mr. Gonzalez, quit and wrote an article for the Miami Herald and said, we were ordered when the Muslim passengers came off, not other foreign flights, to quote, ace them. That meant they would just walk by holding up their documents. We weren't even allowed to look at them. Mary, were you aware of this?
No, I'm not aware of that. I am aware of illegal Muslims continuing to be rewarded with green cards and United States citizenship in my office 3 years after 9/11.
It's incredible.
I'm aware of cases where I actually sent the case to the forensic document lab. It's one of the top document lab, forensic labs in the nation, the INS forensic document lab. They confirmed forgery. They confirmed counterfeit documents. And my supervisors refused to sign my written denials, even with confirmation from the forensic document lab. They have refused to sign the denials.
Well, a few months ago, the Houston Chronicle reported in Texas alone, 400,000 criminals, many of them felons, who are illegal aliens, Russians, Mexicans, Muslims. The feds just said, we're not going to help fund you. You've got to release all these people. So if you're an illegal alien, you have more rights than a citizen. A citizen's, we're going to have a national ID card and via your driver's license or ID card. But if you're a foreigner, I guess I should change my name to something and say I'm an illegal alien, and then I'll get more welfare, more everything.
But we're funding them anyway, whether we're funding them detained in a jail or we're funding them with our taxes in schools and hospitals, we're still funding it.
That's right.
Mary, tell Alex and the callers about the supervisors in your office and the money.
This was a year after 9/11. I had a person tell me, he was a contract security officer, and when I say this, they're going to know who it is, so I'm going to go ahead and say his name. This is the first time I've ever said his name.
No, ma'am, I don't want to do that. If it's not out in Tom's article and Tom hadn't got it, I don't want to just give names out here, please.
Okay. Well, he was a former contract security officer for our building. He personally saw at least 25 times in a short period of time.
Listen to this.
Aliens coming in for their marriage interviews with 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 in cash that they were bringing into their interviews.
Right into the building, Alex.
So it's so corrupt now that the security guy checking people sees wads of cash, giant bags of cash, and America is so corrupt now that they would arrogantly take it in and make the payoffs right there on the spot.
Right. Apparently, I brought this up.
Hey, ma'am, I've done corruption investigations here in Austin of stuff in other areas, and the corruption is so systemic and system-wide in the city alone that the criminals run everything now.
He reported this to me, and he was removed from his job 2 months later.
Well, if you'd like to get in touch with him, I'd like to have him on the show.
See, Alex, the reason for this corruption is that you have weak, poor, atrocious congressional oversight. The guys that should be holding hearings about this kind of criminality and fraud and felony fraud, keep getting reelected.
But they're at the top of the cash pyramid.
Right, that too.
So
indirectly, yes,
yeah,
they are.
It's like going to Al Capone to have him stop one of his soldiers.
Yeah, you can't get these guys out of office. You just can't get them elected out of office.
And now they're putting in the special voting machines. Clint in Missouri, you're on the air. Last caller for our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex?
Yes.
I have a question for you and the guest there. Now, I've followed this stuff right along with you. A friend of mine turned me on to you, and I've watched your movies, and I've listened to your show, and there's one thing I'm just stuck on, and I wondered if either one of you can help me with it. And that's the fact that there seems to be two schools of theory on 9/11. One was that they, brought the hijackers in and trained them, let it happen. But, there seems to be...
Well, we know that. That's confirmed.
Yeah. But, like, the other day...
So that's the true school of thoughts. We can prove they brought them in, paid them, let it happen. Bottom line, if we believe their official story, up to the point they get on the planes, we know the government's behind it. Then the next level is, we know NORAD had drills... So NORAD stood down. The exact drills of what happened just so happened to be happening that morning. Drills of hijacked jets flying into the Pentagon and World Trade Center just so happened at that very time on that very date to be happening that day. And then public officials being warned not to fly the night before and CIA insider trading. I mean, look, we know what happened. Just look at it. The evidence is clear.
Yes, that's I don't have a bit of
So the two schools are, you know, it's like you find a dead body in the back of somebody's car. They got the fingernails, you know, the skin of the dead woman in the back under their fingernails, and the bloody dagger in their pocket, but the person will never admit how they killed her. But you can still convict them of killing her.
But the part that I'm having trouble with is that, like, the mayor of Shanksville said there was no plane, and they said there was no plane at the Pentagon. And the part that I'm having trouble processing here is, if that's right, where did the people go?
Well, Operation Northwoods officially says we will stage people getting on planes, fly those to another location, and then they don't tell you what they'll do with them, when remote control, fully loaded jets will go off and do their business by remote control. Again, that's why I stick to what I can prove, and that alone will bring them down. Thanks for the call, Clint.
Thank you.
Tom Flacco, comments?
Boy, I'll tell you, I am definitely of the opinion that we've already got enough evidence. And I loved it when you said the puzzle's already put together. We just got to connect the dots and the pieces. I believe that the government helped the thing happen, or knew that it was going on, because there's so much evidence that they never could have allowed all these things to happen simultaneously.
And then people also say Tom, people also say, if something this big happened, there'd be people blowing the whistle. There's hundreds of whistleblowers.
Yeah, there's plenty of people out there, and there's more undercover that know, and we're working on something.
All right, Tom Flacco, and of course, Mary Schneider, maryschneider.us, tomflacco.com. Thank you both for coming on. Can we have you back on as this develops?
Yes, we will, Alex. We'll make sure. I'll talk to you.
You're both awesome. God bless you. We got another guest coming up, a ton of news I haven't even covered. Stay with us. You do not want to miss the rest of this global broadcast against tyranny. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49, or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, the third hour is coming up. We'll have Paul Watson on with us. We'll get into more detail of former CIA agents as Bush to blame for 9/11, possible staged terror attack before election. That's Ray McGovern, chief CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan for 8 years. More on feds knew about 9/11 bribery conspiracy before attacks tied into the bin Laden family directly. Also, total violation of police privacy, cameras discovered in police locker room. This up in Pennsylvania, we have the articles on this now. We're also going to play that clip where local CBS News, which is a national piece, a lot of them are doing, tell you that mercury is actually nutritional and good for you in the shots. And we'll get into just so much more with Paul Watson and your calls in the next hour. Before I go to Mark in California and others that are patiently holding, it is so vital that we spread information, factual, documented information that we can prove about 9/11 now. And that's where my films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and part two of it, The Masters of Terror, come in. That's where George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, or Eric Huffman's video, 9/11, Painful Deceptions. We carry his video and his accompanying book. It's all available through Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, where you can watch all those videos if you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. But if you want a hard copy of my videos to make copies of and to get out and to put on Access TV and to spread the word and inform people about the criminals that are running the system, and the awakening starting to happen, the dam is breaking, just push even harder and it will come down. They will be exposed. You need to call, and there's big discounts when you get three or more of my videos, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You need 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. You need The Masters of Terror. You need Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You need Matrix of Evil. You need Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. You need my videos. And if you've gotten all those, then you need to get American Dictators, my newest video, documenting the staged election of 2004. And if you got that, you need to get George Humphrey's videos. Anthony Hilder's new video, 9/11, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. We're not carrying it on VHS or DVD, but we have it for members who are members of PresentPlanet.tv. You can watch that new two-hour video that's got a lot of powerful info in it. 15 cents a day, $5.95 to sign up for a month, $54.95 to sign up for a year. And that is vital to supporting this broadcast and what we do here. So 1-888-253-3139 to order any of the videos or the books or pro-gun t-shirts we carry. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The ball's in your court. Take action. Mark in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I just don't get it that they're bringing out this police state, and what my biggest question to you is, how can we overcome the New World Order? I tell everybody about this, and I look them into the best direction to your videos. I own the copy of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. I burn it for educational purposes, for non-profitable purposes. And they still really can't get it through their heads.
Okay, well, I mean, some callers call and say everybody wakes up they talk to. Some say half wake up. About 10% of the callers say nobody cares, nobody wakes up.
Let me just stop you.
And we'll hold you over into the next hour, but let me just finish this point. Okay? Half of New Yorkers believe the government was behind 9/11 in a major Zogby poll. So you're just talking to the wrong people. Your friends and family don't respect you. A lot of times they don't respect their own family. They're not listening. So I don't know what area you're in or who you're talking to, but a lot of these folks that laugh at you now won't be laughing later. You plant the seeds now, later they wake up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I tell them that Dante's going to win, and they say, oh, no, you're just four lies, and Alex Jones did not predict 9/11, and, oh, they're not cousins, and all this. You know what?
Unfortunately, your phone is almost incoherent. We'll try to get you to a better area for that cell phone or whatever you're on. We'll be back with the third hour. Please stay with us, my friends.